Oh, wow. Let's cut that off. Hello, hello, everyone. This is DJ TY. I am here right here with you for a special show for Top It Off. What's today? Friday. We are doing Top It Off Friday. It's just a special show because I have some gossip that I have to get off my chest right here at DominicanRadio.Dominican.edu. So I'm very excited to just get started with this. You know, just some good gossip that I just love to give everyone some updates about. And we're going to go ahead and get this started so we can get this on the roll. First off, I would like to make a little announcement for any of those who were some big Disney Channel or sister fans like myself, the Tia and Tamara, the Mari twins. Well, Tamara now is pregnant. Yay! And she is going to be having her a baby. We don't know what the sex is yet, but I thought that was awesome because her sister recently had her son about 10 months ago. So I thought that was really nice because, we all know that they're twins and they're so close and they have a wonderful bond. And wow, now she's pregnant and she's going to be having her daughter or son soon. She's in her second trimester, so that's kind of coming along really fast. And now her sister's son will have a playmate. So I thought that was cool. I've watched their show. I don't know how many people have watched the show that they had, their reality show, when Tia was pretty much showing her pregnancy and the wedding and everything. And I thought it was really cute how close they are. And, I saw that for Tamara, she really wanted to have a baby as well. So I'm glad that she has her, her dream coming true for her. And, thought that was awesome to hear about. So moving on, we're going to get into that Kanye and Kim Kardashian. You know that they are just a hot mess, but they're still together. Go figure. I was just saying on the last show that they was breaking up, apparently, from what it seemed to be, but they can't stay away too long because they just got that kind of love for each other. It's just like glue. They're bonded. So if you try to break them apart, they just come back together. So they are back together. They did not break up. They always are in the cameras and paparazzi catching pictures of them together. And we all know that Kim K wants attention and gotta be under the spotlight. So my question to you guys are, is it really love or is it just attention, crave that she has? Like, is this just something for publicity, just something to keep her relevant? I think so. Don't think it's really love. But who knows? Nobody knows but them how they really feel about each other. But I'm just saying, I don't understand why they always got to be in front of the cameras and open and out with it. Like, that's great that you want people to know that you guys are together. But clearly it's just for what it is, just for people to know that you guys are together. Keep you guys' conversation in the conversations. And also leading to that is there's some tension between Jay-Z and Kanye West, the BFFs. They are not getting along right now. And I should say, really, Jay-Z is not feeling him. Him and Beyonce are not feeling both him and Kanye and Kim being together. I remember reading something about that prior, about the concert and how they were not happy, or Jay-Z was not happy that he brought Kim with him and was like, get her up out of here. So now there was another little event that went down. I think it was Carmelo Anthony's special Audemars dinner. And, of course, Kanye West and Kim Kardashian went because, of course, Lala, who is Carmelo's wife, that's Kim Kardashian's friend. So, you know, they all roll in the same circles. And, yeah, B's basically like, I don't know, Beyonce and Jay-Z is like, I don't want her in the same room as us. Like, I don't want to be around her. I don't want to associate myself with her. And, you know, they didn't like that she was, you know, they don't agree with their love life. You know, they probably feel like how I feel, that it's all just for attention and that all she's doing is using him to keep herself relevant. And Jay and, you know, Kanye's like, go ahead, baby, use me. So Jay-Z's not feeling that. You know, he's like, he's got a happy family now. He's with Beyonce and they're together. We got a baby, Blue Ivy, and they're living at perfect picture life, and they're like, what the heck is going on with you, Kanye? So basically Beyonce's like, I don't even want to be photographed with her. Like, I don't want to be associated with her. I don't want anything to do with her. And they pretty much stayed for about 5 minutes and then they left. And then the rumor is, these are all kind of rumors, but the rumor is to that part is that they, Beyonce and Jay-Z, stayed in the van outside or the car, or whatever they came up in, and until they left, and then came in after they left, in which we heard that Kanye and Kim was only there for like 5 minutes because they know that Jay-Z and Beyonce ain't coming in till y'all get the heck up out of here. So they came, said their hellos, and left. And that's when they, you know, that's kind of what the rumor is, that, you know, Jay-Z and Beyonce is not feeling Kim-ye. So, I hope that doesn't break them apart, because we know Jay-Z is fast to cut you up out of his life. Like, oh no, you don't do what I say, you gotta go. We all know that's how Jay-Z roll. And, you know, I don't know what to say about that. Hopefully, you know, their bond is strong enough to where that he can understand that Kanye's just tripping and he's just a little sprung right now, and maybe he'll wake up and snap out of it one day. But, you know, rather he do or don't, it's his life. Let him live it. And, you know, but you got to respect that they don't want to be in the same circle as that. Like, they don't want to be, you know, in that same category as being, you know, with somebody and trying to wife somebody that's what we consider a jump off. You know, a jump off meaning somebody that you, you know, somebody that gets around and that, you know, do whatever, and not really wifey material. But, you know, Kanye feels differently about that. So that's what that is as of now, as of today. You know, these things changes from time to time. So that was pretty interesting. And while we're still on the Kim ball, we're going to keep that rolling. And just a brief little discussion about Miss Paris Hilton. Yeah, right. She has not been mentioned in a while, but, you know, apparently her and Kim were really good friends. And now they are, I don't know, guess they're not that great of friends anymore. And someone asked about Kim and Kanye's relationship, or no, asked her about Kim running for mayor. I mentioned that in the last show, that she's trying to run for mayor. And when she mentioned it, she kind of like chuckled and laughed, like laughed it off, and just like, that is such a joke, which I think so as well. But I thought that was funny. So anyways, next, the Whitney Houston topic. Miss Whitney Houston's case is finally closed. Everybody can, you know, kind of breathe now and know that she did not kill herself and nobody murdered her, you know, as far as what has been investigated. And I hope that that is accurate, but I believe it is. And I always kind of figured that it was accidental, and that's what was ruled, that it was an accidental drowning. And, yeah, that's what they came up with, in LA coroner's office. And it is what it is. you know, it may have been our time to go, but it definitely was unexpected, you know, because like we said, it was an accidental death. And she had a movie that's going to be coming out soon, actually. I've seen the little previews. I'm very excited about that, about seeing that, Sparkle, the remake of Sparkle. And, you know, she had a couple of, you know, ventures that she was getting into. So that, you know, at this point in time, it was a little unexpected, and just really wish it did not go down like that. We really wish that it didn't. I really wish that it didn't. But, you know, rest in peace to Whitney. And now she can really rest in peace and don't have to, you know, I still pray for her and her family. So, next is, want to mention Miss Rosie O'Donnell. Yes, Miss Rosie O'Donnell. Mm-hmm. So apparently, Miss Rosie O'Donnell has been kind of feuding with Lindsay Lohan. Yeah, right? I don't know what, why, but you know, I guess she said some things about Lindsay that people did not like, along the lines of comparing her to like Whitney Houston, like saying, you know, she feels for her. Like basically when you've seen Whitney throughout all of the stages of her life, you know, this wonderful singer, then, you know, she started to unravel with the drug addiction and she had her reality show and you can kind of see the inside scoop of her and how she's, you know, how's everything going with her life. And she's basically just like, you know, you can only just feel for her because you see it happening. And, you know, that's how she was saying with Lindsay, like you see her spiraling down and getting worse and just not looking well as far as, you know, her health and her addiction to drugs or whatever her issues are. And she kind of compared that to Whitney's problem. And yeah, her dad didn't like that. You know, her dad always got Lindsay's back, and he's like, you know, don't judge, don't throw stones at a glass house. And yeah, she was not feeling, she's not feeling her right now. So hopefully that'll get to where it should be. And yeah, next, Snoop Dogg. Yes, Mr. Snoop Doggy Dogg is in a little bit of trouble. He has gotten himself in a pickle. So apparently, Snoop has a, I guess you can say it, agency. Well, I guess you can just say he works with a promoter. Yeah. And this promoting company called RKA. Roger something Associates, and it's like kind of like his overseas promoter. They, you know, wanted him to go overseas and do some recordings and all that good stuff. And then, you know, they would keep, you know, the royalties, I believe, from that or something along those lines. But basically, that's not going down. So they filed a lawsuit against Snoop, the breach of written and oral contract. And, you know, Snoop's agency did not acknowledge none of this and, you know, didn't recognize the contract and refused to acknowledge them as Snoop's associate. And they're like, this is not going to happen. And it is absolutely unacceptable. And they are filing a lawsuit against him. And also, apparently, Snoop was kind of like smoking weed or something and all out in the open with it and had it all recorded on a video or, and, you know, without asking permission from RKA. And so they didn't like that. They did not like that at all. So, yeah, that's, you know, kind of an update on a couple of little things here, you know, and we're going to get into a couple more topics right after a few songs. Again, this is DJ TY right here with Top It Off Friday. Just a special show today for Friday right here. It is a little bit after 4 o'clock. So be right back after a few more songs right here at www.radio.dominican.edu.
This is Avery Jaffe, host of Do It Live on Penguin Radio. Give me an hour and I'll give you the heads up for what's happening at Dominican. From campus events to Penguin sports and Edge Hill parties. Start your Thirsty Thursday off right with a shot of controversial news and commentary on the topics that affect you. You deserve the truth on the issues that matter most, and I won't be afraid to speak my mind and unleash some critical opinions. Agree? Disagree? Call in at 415-482-3587. Let's do it live.
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. only on radio.dominican.edu.
And thing sucks!
Superman, can't be your Superman, can't be your Superman, can't be your Superman. You thought it was over. Boy, DJ Tumelo in the building, Just letting you know to check me out on Friday evenings. It's the 9 o'clock lounge. You can catch the exclusive mixes by your boy DJ 2 Mello plus other guests. Only on radio.dominican.edu.
This is DJ TY here with Top It Off Special Edition right here on Friday, not Tuesday, Friday. And I, you know, I'm here to give you the latest scoops and gossips about celebrities or entertainment or just anything that's going on that I feel is enough to, you know, inform you guys about. And that's what we do. That is what I do for you. So let's just jump right into it. You know how I like to do it. I like to just jump right into it and go straight to the kill. So, bum, bum, bum. Next topic is about one of my shows, one of my little reality shows. You know, I have to record my shows because I'm such a busy woman. Got school, work, a daughter, a lot of things on my schedule. So I keep a recording of all of my shows and keep it and watch them whenever I get a chance to update myself. So one of them that's in my list of reality or just show that I love to watch is Basketball Wives. Well, this one is the, where are they now? Miami, I think. Whatever. Anyways, Basketball Wives, okay? So I found something about people are really trying to get rid of Miss Evelyn, Evelyn Lozada, and they want her off the air, ASAP. They will not stand for this anymore. Now, let me give you a little background on Miss Evelyn. She is the star of the show. This is, I believe, like third season or so, and she's held the crown. She's giving you all of the goodies, all the good, you know, juicy action. And what I mean by action is that she's always the one in the middle of the confrontations, the fighting, the arguing. She's that chick. She will give it to you raw and rough, and she does not care about nobody and how you feel about it. And, you know, she's just one of the type of people who's really feisty and really will get her opinion across and say how she feel. And so lately this season, I've been noticing too, I don't know if this is just she's trying to keep herself on the top of the star list or what, but she has been really confrontational this season, like especially more than ever. Like all these fights, oh my goodness, and she's been like the one starting them. So people are saying nearly about over 14,000 people have gotten together and signed a petition saying that they will not support Miss Evelyn and her NFL star boyfriend or fiance, Chad Ochocinco, in their show. I think she's going to have like a special show where she's going to have their wedding aired or whatever. So they're like, we're not supporting that. And we don't want her to see her on this show either. And they're trying to get her out of here. They're calling her a bully. And they are saying that they don't like the fact that VH1 is, you know, supporting her and her behavior. You know, like you're kind of rewarding the physical assaults, the threats, the verbal abuse, the harassment. This is all of what Evelyn's doing. And they are not happy with that. They don't like that they are supporting this negative behavior. So they are getting that petition together to get her off the show. Boop, boop. Sorry, Evelyn. Thought that little attitude would get you far. But apparently it is not getting you too far because your peak has already peaked. And I think people are kind of over it. And I personally am myself, because I feel like you are too grown. All these grown women, I really want to say ASS, but I'm not because I know I'm on the air. But all of these grown women are on this show, all blessed to have something good going with their lives. They're healthy. They got money in the bank. You know, they're pretty. And they got boyfriends that was either ball players or something. And you guys are sitting up here getting together, talking mess and fighting each other. And, you know, sometimes it could be entertaining, but it's like a thin line across. Like, let's keep some class with it. You know, if it's a real problem that needs to be addressed, okay, I understand. But let's not keep the ball rolling off of the littlest, smallest things and keep fighting over it and threatening people. Every time you see them, you're going to knock them out. You're going to beat them up. It's like, come on now, we are not in high school. So we're grown. Why are you fighting all the time? It's kind of ridiculous. And I agree, because like, you guys are too pretty to be fighting, for one. And even if you wasn't pretty, like, still, you don't need to be fighting. You're too grown. You got kids looking at you on TV, watching this stuff. Do you really think they're going to respect you? Do you really think they're going to, like, oh, wow, this is my mom. She's acting crazy again. You know, like, a lot of people are against it, and I knew it was going to happen sooner or later. I hate to say it. I kind of might have jinxed it a little bit, but, hey, it is what it is. Nobody wants to see that. Get another show or get some other kind of way to draw people into the show other than you know, finding ways to fight people. And that's all I'm saying. So yeah, they not feeling her anymore. She had a really big huge fan base, but it is plummeted down to the bottom now. And yeah, it's gonna be hard for her to get it back rolling. So sorry, Evelyn. Good luck to you, boo. Stop trying to fight everybody, because I guarantee you will meet your match one day. Okay? Yeah, you know, and then it's, like, really crazy, because when you are, like, one of those type of people that's kind of going into everything based off your looks, why are you trying to fight? Like, really? Like, I mean, other than the fact that she works at a Louboutin store, I don't see anything else that she got going for herself besides her looks. So why are you fighting everybody? Don't you want to still look pretty so you can get that basketball husband that you're trying to get, or I should say football husband that you're trying to catch? Might want to think about that. So moving on. Next, we have Miss Mariah Carey and Nick. Aw, I love these two. They are such a cute couple. So apparently, they get they've been married for 3 years. And they've been married for 3 years. Every year, they will get their vows renewed, which I think is so awesome and romantic because that just shows how much deeply in love you are and still are with that person rather than, oh, dang it, I made a mistake. I really shouldn't have got married. I wish I wouldn't have done it. And that's kind of, I mean, it's funny to me because then that's kind of how, unless you're like celebrities and you're doing it for publicity, that's kind of how you can tell how a person still feels about you after the marriage, you know, like, or how, if it's going to last or not. If they're still doing stuff like this to keep showing their affection for each other, that means a little something to me. So I think it's awesome when people does that. It means that they're celebrating their marriage and they want to continue to have many more. So, man, I'm all for it, you know? But anyways, they've been married for 3 years and they do this every year. So this will be their fourth time getting their vows renewed. And guess where they're having it at? Petty. Miss Mariah and Nick Cannon are having their wedding vows renewed in Paris. And oh my gosh, that's the best place to do it. Like, that's just the city of love, of romance and all that good stuff. So that's going to be beautiful. And they're also celebrating another wonderful event. Their twins are turning one. So I don't know if they're going to do it on the same day, same weekend, same trip, or how they're working that out. But I guess they're going to, you know, combine the two together. And, I think it's awesome. Their twins, their twins, Moreau and Moroccan. Yeah, they are turning one. And we all agree and say that Mariah Carey looks absolutely stunning. She looks really good, lost a lot of that baby weight. I wouldn't say all of it, but, you know, she's always been a little thick. So that's a good thing. And she looks really good in her dress. So I'm so happy for them. And I hope that everything, you know, works out and keep continuing to be a great and blessing marriage for the two. And I wish I would have done a little more investigation on that Nick Cannon thing, because I know he had, I have a little information about him because, you know, he had that kidney issue that was going on a couple weeks ago. But they said that he was just on a New York show Tuesday, and he's feeling 100% better. So I hope that, that's accurate, because I really don't want the poor guy to be sick, because that's something serious. Like kidney failure, that's not good at all. So, he's going to, basically have a couple of procedures to go through, and he got to drink a lot of water throughout the day. And he's like, oh my gosh, I can't stop going to the bathroom. But, hey, if that's what it takes, do what you got to do. So, they said that the kidneys were not functioning well, but did not say that it was a kidney failure, which is a good thing, because that means there's still hope to save it. And, once the kidneys start failing, that means certain things in your body is shutting down. So by this statement, clarifying that it's not a kidney failure makes me feel better. We can all kind of, relax and, maybe have a little more confidence in knowing that he's okay. So that's awesome. Good going. Good to know. So, yeah, he's all right. Now, what else was I going to talk about today? Well, I guess, I did kind of want to touch on that, Ashanti and Nelly rumor. I'm hearing that they might be back together or getting back together. They looked really good in a picture where they both went to some kind of event together. And And they, you know, if once you start taking pictures together, that means that you're trying to let people know, hey, we're still together, so don't even trip. So, hey, I'm going to be doing a little bit more dirt on that, searching on that, but they looked really nice together. And, oh, my gosh, I love the her dress, by the way. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. But it's a really good look for them. And I know she was, like, really torn up when they broke up. So I hope that, you know, Nelly can get it together. You know, keep your pants up. Leave those groupies alone. 'Cause that's from what I heard is the reason why they broke up in the first place. And which is most of the time the reason why the people break up in the first place. But, hey, everyone makes mistakes. I mean, look at him. He is Nelly. He is freaking gorgeous. And that just comes with the territory of being a celebrity and a rapper or whatever. Like, you're going to have jump offs and groupies and all kind of things like that all around your man. And, you know, hopefully he can respect you enough to not do anything ridiculous. So that was my little update on Nelly and Ashanti. And I also, this one, I just got to say something about this because I ran into this the other day and I thought that was, or well, earlier today, and I thought that it was a crying shame, two of these things. They're not related to celebrities, just letting you guys know that, but hey, it is news and it is, you know, what's going on. So in Brooklyn, we have a man who's out on the run, out on a loose, a gay man who's out on a loose, and he's like molesting men. Yeah, a gay man molesting other men. Excuse me. And apparently he preys on men who appears to be like drunk or, you know, just out their mind, maybe, you know, on some kind of drugs and just not all the way there. And that's the type of people that he's, that's the kind of guys that he's looking for. And that's the kind of guys that he molests. So I seen a picture too. They have a picture of him in a store and a guy, I guess, was like kind of like leaning on the counter. He's drunk. And I don't know exactly what happened after the fact, but you see the picture of him just all on the guy from behind. So I'm really curious to how that other guy reacted. Like, I don't know if he was too drunk to understand what was going on or too messed up or what. If he got beat down, I don't know, but he best to be careful. You can't just go around pumping guys in the butt and not expect for them to do anything. And you're in Brooklyn, dude. Like, you are out there in New York. Really? You think that's going to work out for you? We'll see. But just for all of y'all, if y'all getting intoxicated in public, make sure you watch your butt from this guy because he's after you. I thought that was crazy. We have a serial molester gay guy. Anyways, I don't know if that even makes sense, but it does to me. So thought that was crazy. And also thought this was super crazy. Now, not a fan of this at all, you guys, because this is something that I see within my own eyes people are, or younger women are doing, and it's really sad, which is this group of, this clique of girls, I don't know exactly where it was at, but it's a clique of girls, young African-American girls, they all are pregnant. And they're like posing in a picture together and they got their bellies out and they're just smiling like, oh, this is so cute, girl. And no, it's not. And then they're really like putting it on Facebook like it's a good thing, like bragging about it. Like, yay, we're pregnant. Ha, ha, ha. You're not, kind of thing. And it's like, really? Like, I was just blown away from it because you see the comments and they're just like, oh, that is so cute. You guys are so cute. And and they call themselves the pregnancy pack. You know, it's like, really? You guys are really like, this is what you guys wanted to be in high school? Like, they're babies. They're kids. Pregnant. Like, you know, I mean, we all know this happens. Like, you know, younger girls get pregnant. But don't glamorize it. Don't, like, brag about it and make it seem like this is something that you really wanted, that you're like objective was to be, you know, a pregnant young teenage woman or girl, because you're not a woman yet. And that just really breaks my heart, because a lot of women, younger women, just don't get it, don't understand how serious it is to have a baby. Like, it's really cute in the beginning. They're babies, they're newborns, they can't talk, they can't move. All they can do is cry and look cute. But no, like, this is a real person. They're going to grow up and do real things in life. And it's going to be a reflection of you and how you raise them. But you're not even done raising yourself. So, I mean, I'm a mother. I have a daughter, and it's not easy. I'm still young, but, you know, I'm old enough, and thankfully I was raised right, to where I know how, you know, I know right from wrong, you know. And when you're this young, you know, you don't even really know. So it's just really sad to see, you know, this, and you're still growing. So how are you going to put your baby first when you're not even done, you know? It just blows me away. Like, I don't even want to keep going into it, but I just really pray for them and hope for the best, hope that they change from the baby. And not to say that they're, you know, bad people, because I don't know them or whatever, but, you know, just as far as, you know, studies shows from teenage women and the things they like to do and don't like to do. And I can tell you that this kind of responsibility is not something that you really should want at that age. You know, that's your time to be free, wild, crazy, have fun, and be irresponsible, because you're not going to be able to be that way for much longer, you know. So as a teenager in high school, get your irresponsibleness out of your system, and then when she gets to college, that's when you learn to be more responsible, be more on top of things, be more organized, and, you know, just handling your business. So, and, you know, live, you know. And I feel bad for them, because they haven't had a chance to really live, and they don't even know it yet. And my issue is, a lot of women are having kids, all ethnicities, all ages, not just young, some old too, are having kids and not really knowing how to be a mother, you know. Not being, you know, all women are not made to be mothers, unfortunately. And, you know, if you got issues or you can't take care of yourself, what makes you think a child is going to make you better? You know, like, structure yourself, get ready and prepare yourself for a kid before you have one. And then that way we don't have to read stuff on the news, breaking news about kids drowning in washing machines and picking up a gun in the back seat and blowing their brains out and all this other crazy things that's happening today with these kids killing themselves or dying accidentally. And, you know, parents are killing their kids now. So, you know, and this could have something to do with it, the fact that they're not ready to be parents. So, you know, hopefully something will give, and, you know, hopefully they will, you know, realize that this is not something to brag about. And hopefully the kid will, you know, change them for the better. Some people do, some people don't. But I was just blown away. Like, I don't even know what else to say. It just really caught me off guard to see that. And it makes me sad. So maybe one day I can be some kind of speaker for younger girls. Me and my best friend have talked about that a couple of times, actually, that we would really want to give back to our community one day and be some sort of example for younger girls, especially minority women who don't have much of a structure or family or mother or father or whatever the case may be, you know, just unfortunate circumstances, and just really, you know, help them. And yeah, just help them. So, yeah. Hopefully that will turn okay for them. Yeah, that's pretty much all I had to say for today. But thank you so much for tuning in for my little special show for Friday. Just wanted to give you guys a couple little updates. Thanks again, and I hopefully will be able to have another special show coming up soon. So stay tuned. Again, this is Top It Off, special edition, Friday edition, right here. Every week, hopefully, for the next week or so, because school is going to be over. Yay! But it was really fun. But you know what? I'll be back. So I'm not going to say my goodbyes just yet. Again, this is DJ TY. Top It Off, normally Tuesday, special edition for Friday. Right here, www.dominican.edu.
JDDJ2 Mellow plus other guests. Only on radio.dominican.edu.